I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The appellate court struck down President Donald Trump's temporary travel ban, which means the case may go to the Supreme Court. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, works in six of the seven countries on Trump's travel ban. Rex Rogers with Sat7 USA says this summer they're launching a new channel called Sat7 Academy. It'll have educational programs for the millions of displaced kids who are getting little to no education.
Pray for the effectiveness of the tool. Will it actually help these children? Will it cause these families to seek out who are these people? What motivates them to love me like this? And then pursue that to our other channels and where, you know, we will share overtly about who Christ is.
Imagine the opportunities. Would you be praying? And Christian Resources International just recently set an exciting distribution goal. Jason Wolford of CRI says when they visit Belize later this year, they want to be able to resource the entire country with Christian books and Bibles. You heard that right. The entire country. Wolford explains,
we'll be able to reach the entire country of Belize with a Bible or a Christian book for $75,000. And so when you look at the impact of giving away nearly $3 million worth of free Bibles and Christian books, that number becomes real small, knowing that that entire country will have the access to the Word of God.
Why Belize? Well, the majority of the country professes to be Christian, but that doesn't mean they have access to the resources that will help them grow their faith. There are a few ways that you can help, starting with prayer. More action points can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links to get you started at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.